the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Israel Hawkins.
Hello, everyone. The most beautiful thing in the world. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. Oh, wait a minute. Get back up. Come on now. Praise Yahweh. Now you may be seated. It seems kind of, may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. It seems kind of strange to be rejoicing in the house, but the fact is, the reason we rejoice before Yahweh is because He has a plan to stop all of this trouble that we see taking place. So we have room to rejoice. In fact, He tells us to. You saw the news. You saw the shape the world is getting into, and they're saying that the things that are feared are now on the horizon, and we can see that these things, more dreadful even, is going to come to pass. And of course, unless something is done now. If it had been done when I first brought out the cause of this school shootings, you know, we could have had it turned around by now. But the world, Yahweh says the world is going to reject the cure for school shootings, for wars, for hatred. The next thing you'll probably hear is disarmament. Of course, I agree with that. You know, I think we should start first with the military. Right. And then we should go to the police force. And then the citizens, then, they will disarm themselves. They'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks if we'll just do the other. The only thing that's going to help this is education. Now this boy, I want to show you what was wrong with this boy. I want to show you what the scripture says caused this to take place. The scripture actually describes this to a T and shows why this boy did this, why we're building bigger weapons. You know, they're now trying to find a way to prevent it. One of them says put bars on the doors and make sure there's a policeman at every door, and be sure you arm him. It could be the policeman that's your next shooter. You know, you saw how the policemen are doing. They're caught up in this too. They're caught up in this system, in this sickness. We didn't have this one on the news. I think they couldn't find it. But it says knife-wielding man injures 22 children in China. So you're going to have to take the butcher knives away from everyone too. So what are you going to cut your meat and vegetables with? Boy, my fingernails maybe? There is no answers in the world. There is an answer. And the house of Yahweh is the only one that has the answer. It's called it's called education, of course. I've got to find an article here. Maybe this is it. Yeah, this personality disorder. It's the scientific names for this goes a little bit deeper. The scriptural names go a little bit deeper than this. And of course, the scriptural name shows you what is causing this to take place. But the personality disorders that this boy named Adam Lanza, I believe is his last name. It's a long-term pattern of thoughts. Now get this. Personality disorders are long-term patterns of thought. Now make sure you understand this, please. It's long-term patterns of thought taking place in the person's mind and his behaviors. The exact cause of personality disorders is unknown. Genes, get this now, genes and childhood experiences may play a role. They know that much. Treatment, well, they say talk therapy will help. Talk therapy, teaching, remember that, teaching. The scientific name, Asperger's disorder. It's spelled Asperger apostrophe S. Being dropped from psychiatric's diagnostic guide, well, that's another article. But in this article, it shows something that you need to know about this. One of the most hotly argued changes with how to define the various ranges of autism. Autism is mentioned because it also is one of the mutations, the many mutations that the scripture shows that all the world has today that can lead into this. And it could lead anyone into it. If you don't have control and if you haven't been taught certain things, like the peaceful solution, character education. Education is the answer. That's the answer, but not what you're finding in the schools. That's not the answer. Some advocates oppose the idea of dropping the specific diagnosis for Asperger's disorder. People with this disorder often have high intelligence. Now you've heard me use the word a lot, intellectual idiots. The world is full of intellectual idiots right now. I know that this is a harsh thing to say right now, but it's true. And this is something that we're seeing here, and they recognize though that it's a disease now. It's a disease of the wrong kind, too much of the wrong kind of education, and thought, and a continual thoughts on this and how they're falling short, and this is stress to them. It stresses their minds out. Now get the rest of this. Often have high intelligence, vast knowledge on narrow subjects, only on narrow subjects. They couldn't at all grasp what is being taught in the house of Yahweh readily, because you've got to get the overall picture, and it's a large overall picture that you've got to get. They're on narrow subjects, like push this button, like the congressman or one of the world leaders in Israel was telling us. He said he has trouble getting his children to read any more than one paragraph. And I said, the world is being trained in this. They go through the internet searching, and one subject pops up at a time, so their brain is trying to grasp that and go on to the next subject. So if you're not careful now, and if this is the only thing your child is using to build his brain, he's going to be in the same shape right here. He'll have vast knowledge, but only on narrow subjects. He can't get the overall view of the subject. But also lack of social skills. Now, this is what you get in character education, is how to get along with people, how to talk to people, how to teach, how to be instructed, how you can actually concentrate on being instructed in righteousness. So intelligence, yes. Vast knowledge, yes, on narrow subjects, but lacking in social, being able to get along with people. Now keep that one, keep all of that in mind, because we're going into the scriptures now, and of course, this right here is what the world needs to understand, because Yahweh has a way to turn this thing around. Praise Yahweh. We've spent about 6,000 years, mankind has, on earth. Yahweh created man and said, I'm going to make him in my image. Right now it looks like it's an impossible situation, because this right here is what we're facing, not just in one boy. You know, the council there, if you go what this man said, he's another of what I said to begin with. The world is full of intellectual idiots. And the man says, just tell them, you know, it'll never, you know, this happened there, but, you know, you're here, you're safe. you know, if you're planning on going to a movie, you know, if that was your previous plans before this took place, go ahead and go to the movie. Well, see, the previous killings at the schools, it got so, there were so many that the people now, they hear it and they say, you know, another mass shooting at a school. Oh, wow, what are we going to watch on television tonight? You know, that's how short their attention span is and how much they care. But I think this one got their attention now. And I think they're going to start asking for answers, and we're the only ones that have that answer. We got it ready to send out. It's going to take some doing, but we can turn this thing around. That what is causing this unnatural disasters? We see a drought that's 62%, covering 62% of the United States. You just saw that. And it's getting worse. And the man said, this is just the beginning of this. And the great Mississippi River drying up? You know, that's unheard of. The great Mississippi River. You know, that's like the great God that guides and guards the world. He's drying up. he can't keep his lakes full anymore. Well, the unnatural disasters is taking place. We get a rain, we get a flood. Or as the farm report, they asked the man, what about this drought? When's it going to end? Or anything in sight? He said, yeah, we got a few sprinkles here. We got a few sprinkles over here in mid-Oklahoma. Got a few sprinkles over here in southeast Kansas. And then he said, nothing that would help. Well, do you see anything in sight? Nothing that will help, he said. Got a few sprinkles here and a few snowflakes here. Well, what's causing these natural disasters? What's causing school shootings? It's confusion. It's called confusion of the mind. What's causing people to hurt people? Abel did not want to hurt anyone. Yosef, one of the 12, if you remember, Genesis 49, and the work that I've already brought out there, Yosef. Now, he was like Abel. He was perfect in character. And this was the thing that was bragged about him. He was the one that closed his eyes to lust. He didn't make excuses for it. He just resisted it. Remember the queen that tried to get him to defile her and defile himself with her? And his reactions. These things are all written to his credit. They're being written for you now to your credit, that you can be trusted. that you can actually be trusted and you will refuse evil. Well, of course, from Yosef came forth a perfect Savior. Isn't that amazing? A man that could live without sin and actually pay for all of our past sins from him, from the genes. Now I'm mentioning genes, I'm mentioning DNA. And remember those words now, and remember what this article said about this boy. Teaching, training, breeding, genes, all of those things were mentioned in that by the scientist trying to explain what this boy had and what actually caused this to take place. In the time that we're talking about disarmament right now, U.S. conducts atomic test amid global urge for nuclear disarmament. You talk about confusion. This shouldn't be any plainer than what it is. And even the news reporter is saying, hey, what is wrong here? They're talking about atomic test amid global urge for nuclear disarmament. And this is the U.S. that's doing this. If you remember again, Genesis 49, and showing the hostility, the anger that the patriarch was actually amazed at what he saw in the prophecy of his 12 sons that comes down to the last days. In Leviticus now, 18, and the people that's watching this on television, you really need to write this chapter down. Actually, chapters 18 through 21 of Leviticus, you need to really study that, because you're seeing right now throughout the world what is taking place, because these laws right here are being broken. It's like the law of gravity. You know, you jump off a building, that law of gravity is going to automatically suck you to the ground or push you to the ground. These laws, if you eat something that is not healthy for you, and Yahweh says this is going to go into your brain, it's like eating pork. As Isaiah said, they follow the priest now, as Isaiah said. They follow the priest who eats swine's flesh. Why would it say that? Why would it say they follow the priest who eats swine's flesh? What about steak or hamburgers? Why did it say swine's flesh in particular? Because swine's flesh has parasites in it that enter the brain. And we see it causes confusion. In Leviticus 18, I won't go any further with it except verse 20 through 30 here. But verse 20 says, moreover, you will not have, and he shows what Yosef actually ran from. Yeah, and then verse 21, you shall not give any of your children to pass through the fire. This is going on all the time in the Catholic Church. And of course, they have a way of programming, so I understand, children at a very young age. You shall not, verse 22, you shall not have this, because notice it's an abomination. That means a sickness. What we would call sickness or disease, that word abomination means that. Verse 23, the second line, shows that you defile yourself. Defile yourself means you take something into your body with this action here. You take something into your body that can also enter the brain and cause confusion. It might cause you to make nuclear tests while you talk about nuclear disarmament. You know, that's it. That shows the stupidity of the world right now and what they're doing. They talk one thing, as the old Indians in Oklahoma used to say after they had dealt with the Catholic Church for a while, and their representatives, they'd say, they talk with a forked tongue. They speak with a forked tongue. One side of the tongue says one thing, and the other side says another thing. Well, in verse 24, it says, do not defile yourselves in any of these ways. Defile yourselves means defile your body, but it also means defile your brain. Verse 25, by this the land also is defiled, which means when you get this defilement in your body, you pass it on to the land. So the land itself is defiled. The land being defiled means it can't produce like it was originally producing. Look on down to verse 27. For all these abominations have the people of the land done, who were before you, and thus the land was defiled. Look on down to verse 30 now. Therefore you shall keep my ordinances, my ordinances, and commit none of these abominations, customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourselves with them. Now, the character education that would stop this defilement and stop the confusion is available right now. Now, I'm going to show you before we get through with this subject that this is developed over a period of 6,000 years, of course. Let's be turning over to Romans. Romans, the first chapter. It's developed over a period of 6,000 years, and we're come to the place right now in what is called the last days, when we're seeing the hatred pick up, the confusion pick up. No one can understand, you know, they're saying, why on earth would a person do this? Why? this is amazing them how this could take place. You get policemen in a school, and you see what a policeman can do. You see, if we would have played the hours of news concerning police brutality, you would see, you would get so aggravated you'd leave. It's amazing what the police right now in America are doing throughout America, but it's also in occurring throughout other nations. It's all over the world right now. Every place in the world, all the land in the world, all the people in the world are defiled. Now the doctors know this, the scientists know this. They know that the children are being born with it because it passed down through the genes. In Romans 1 and verse 21, he says, because that when they knew Yahweh, they did not glorify him. That word means rejoice with him. Rejoice with him in his education that he would teach us, so this would not be occurring in our lives, so we wouldn't be defiled, we wouldn't be confused, where we could actually make a sensible decision. Now we do know that education in the peaceful solution character education starts to work immediately on these minds. Even when they're sick, it starts to work immediately. This has been proven. It's been proven in the prisons, in the schools, disorderly children, bullying, and so forth. It's corrected all of it in just a few short lessons. And the teachers are saying they're absolutely amazed. It even stopped stealing, they said, in the schools. Praise Yahweh. Well, they didn't want to rejoice with Yahweh in his way, nor were they thankful, but became God worshipers. Yes, that's always this is a surprise. People's mouths drop open. Well, God, who is God? Well, of course, who's Lord? It has nothing to do with Yahweh. Yahweh is the Heavenly Father, the righteous Heavenly Father. And for all of you who don't know it, his name was removed and it was replaced with God and Lord. Both of those titles belong to men, pharaohs, rabbis, and so forth, dead men who people worship. Minds, but notice the last sentence there, their minds were darkened. That is, they became confused, not overnight, of course, but down through the centuries, and it's gotten worse and worse down through the centuries to what we're seeing right now. Professing themselves to be wise, did you remember what this boy, what the disease it shows? Intellectually, yes, they're brilliant. And they have short attention spans, they have vast amount of knowledge. You can get that from a computer right now, because it's throwing it at you like that, one at a time. But you can't concentrate for a long period of time like you have to do on your lessons, on study of the Holy Scriptures, to put this stuff together to see, well, what do I have to do next to get this body of mine straightened out and ready for a profession in the kingdom? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, or foolish. They became foolish. Became fools, as Yeshua said, that if they don't believe what the prophets have spoken. Well, of course, that's Yahweh that they were rejecting. If you don't believe what the prophets have spoken, you're rejecting Yahweh, as Yeshua said in Yochanan 15, verses 21 and 22. You hate Yahweh and you hate Yeshua, the Savior. But they became fools. He said, oh, fools and slow of heart to believe what the prophets have spoken. And the prophets is giving us this about sick minds. They became fools or foolish. Sick minds, diseased. What this boy that I just got through reading to you now, what he has suffered from, what caused him, what they're saying caused this 20-year-old man or 21-year-old man to go to a school and kill all of these people. How many more is wanting to right now? It could occur anywhere. Take your children to the movie, the counselor said. It hadn't been too long that I just read where boys went into a movie and killed so many people with the same way they did at the school. It could go on anywhere. Churches, yes, it's going on in the churches. You can read that here and there. Yahweh shows that what you choose to practice changes the DNA in that direction. Your genes are in this way transferred to your offspring and your seed. Let's turn over to Isaiah 44, because here we see this, and also we see that Yahweh in the last days in the book of Isaiah has started a work that will actually turn this around. It's already in progress. And it's going to turn this world around, and you won't be seeing any more school shootings. In fact, Yahweh says they'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks at that time. This is a reality. It's going to take place. It's already taking place. The people who have the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program, the ones that are teaching us this and the ones who are practicing this, they see the difference. They see the difference in themselves and in their children. Isaiah 44, notice verse 3 here. He says, now remember what I said. It changes the genes. If you remember, this boy inherited this. He could have inherited this from his daddy or his mother, his granddaddy, grandmother, great-granddaddy, great-grandmother, back to the third or fourth generation. He could have inherited this clear back to the fourth generation into his body. then transferred it in, and if he had children, he would transfer this to his children and his children's children, down to four generations of it. Yes, it can go that long. But he says here, now he's talking about a work that he has started with the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. Isaiah 44, look at verse 3 there. This is what Yahweh says I'm going to do with this work that I've got started. Here is the answers coming straight from the Creator. And of course, the world is full of fools that will not believe. Why? Because they didn't want to they, our forefathers, did not want to retain Yahweh in their knowledge. So down to us comes their stupidity, their ignorance that they put in their genes for 6,000 years. They've been doing this, and now it comes down to this boy that just took 27 lives plus his own. I think that's right, or 26 plus his own. For I will pour water upon him who is thirsty, floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon your seed, talking about this work now that he started here. I will pour out my spirit upon your seed and your offspring, meaning the ones, your children through breeding, or your children through teaching. Now here's two ways this can come. And this is the two ways the scripture shows. You can get this righteousness through breeding. That's how we train a bird dog, through breeding, to hunt down a bird, find him. Some of them will stand there and point at him. This all comes through breeding. It takes a little bit of training, but not much. The same thing goes on with people. And this is what we see, and we'll get into that more. But in Yosef, from his genes came down, and this is plainly showed in the Holy Scriptures, from him to Yahshua. To Yahshua, whose dad was also named the same as the one that started it from the patriarch, from the 12. Blessing upon your offspring, upon your seed, and upon your offspring. I think just, verse 4. They will spring up among the grass as willows by the water's courses. Spring up in the work, that is, in the work of Yahweh, as is shown in Isaiah 41, and then, of course, Yochanan 6:29, but don't turn there. We got other places to go here. This is through the teaching now, through the training. Now, if you're training, and I read this before, but I'm going to read it again now. If a farmer has been a farmer for several generations, that goes into the boys and into the children, boys or girls. And that will go into the children, and more than likely they'll be farmers. Sometimes they'll break the gene, or sometimes the gene is not there. It's not a concrete thing, because there's so many changes that Yahweh created that can take place, and you can change your genes very easily with teaching or with practice. Now, we just read what he's going to do here. Here we see, and we remember this boy, as they are now admitting, got some of this through, or did get some of it, or it's possible for him to get this DNA from his ancestors. Native Americans and Northern Europeans more closely related than previously thought. Using genetic analysts, scientists have discovered that Northern European populations, including British, Scandinavians, French, and some Eastern Europeans descend from a mixture of two very different ancestral populations, and one of these populations is related to the Native American. So through these genes now, they can actually tell you this, and by their occupations. This research was published in the November 2012 issue of the Genetic Society of America's Journal Genetics. According to Patterson, first author of the report, there is a genetic link between the Palelectic population of Europe and modern Native Americans. The evidence is that the population that crossed the Bering Strait from Siberia into the Americas more than 2,000 years ago was likely related to the ancient population of Europe. Here's how they know. DNA. One of these ancestral population, let me go back to the beginning of that. To make this discovery, Patterson worked with Harvard Medical School professor and colleagues studying DNA diversity and found that one of these ancestral populations was the first farming population. The first farming population of Europe whose DNA lives on today. This is so beautiful because it shows exactly what Yahweh shows in the Holy Scripture. In relatively unmixed form, the Sardinians and the people of the Basque County and in at least the Druze population in the Middle East. Editor-in-chief of the journal, this relationship between humans separated by the Atlantic Ocean reveals surprising features of the migration pattern of the ancestors and reinforces the truth that all humans are closely related. Well, of course, what I want you to see is that the teaching puts in the body this genetic field that we're seeing. And of course, like breeding a bird dog, you take the best traits that you want in the bird dog, and you cross those two with male and female, and of course you keep getting a better breed that's easier to train and so forth. The same thing in righteousness. From the righteous genes of one person, it can help the person and keep that person from getting on the wrong track. Now, by teaching, you can also help the person to get off of the wrong track and onto the right track. That's what character education is all about. Let's go back to, yes. This is accomplished with teaching and practice, of course. Practicing, like 1 Yochanan 3 and verse 4, 7, and 8. 1 Yochanan 3, no use in turning there. I'm going to come right back here. First Yochanan, or 1 John, if you have a King James Version, sin is the transgression of the law. But now, verse 7 says, He who practices, now this is changing the genes. He who practices changing your genes. Well, if you're practicing righteousness, you're changing your genes to righteousness. What is righteousness? That's the laws of Yahweh. Sin is the breaking of those laws. Righteousness is keeping them. And then he says, don't let any man deceive you. Don't let any man deceive you. He who practices righteousness becomes righteous, just as he is righteous. The world is only educated in vocation. They spend all their life in this. vocation and thrills. The teacher, the mother, if you read her background, she loved decorating trees. She loved entertaining. She loved getting her house just set in order to get ready for entertaining. This was bred into the children, of course, and in this type education, when you have this and you have nothing else, and the vocation that the children are learning right now, you know, it's nothing. It amounts to nothing in righteousness. It doesn't teach anything about righteousness. It teaches you how to work for a corporation. That's all. The skills that you learn could easily be jerked out from under you. That's how uncertain it is. And of course, these people, like this boy, where he didn't have a wide range of thought here. His thought was very, very short. And he could only see, well, I can't get a job. Or someone hurt my feelings this morning. I can't get over it. He can't get over it. He can't change and put the hatred behind him and get it on Yahweh, we love your great commandments. He can't do that. His mind is totally filled with vocation and short scripts of information here and there coming from computers. That's what's been going on in the world now since about 1941. And what you're seeing, the results is right now, they can't see around the corner, they can't see over the hill, and they've got a problem here in front of them that is eating them up. And they don't know what to do. They don't know how to study out the problem. They don't know any solutions. Because they haven't been taught anything except vocation, a trade, some skill or something. That's all that's going on in the schools. There's no righteousness being taught there. You can't even hang the Ten Commandments on the wall in a school. It's illegal. It's illegal to teach Yahweh's way to your children. Yes, and that's in America. They would like to come out like they did in Europe, and they do. They do put pressure on people. Jones was forced to leave here because he had a little bit of truth. Jimmy Jones, y'all remember that? And the Kool-Aid. I always wondered what really took place there. It's a shadow. Well, in teaching this and not teaching a person character education, how to make the right decisions, how to get over a problem when you have a problem, how to get by it, someone's bullying you, you know, the character education has the problem solved. It has the answer to the problem. It has the answer to every problem. Education is the answer. Disarmament, yes, but that won't go very far. Take the guns away. 20 people in Japan were stabbed with knives. 20 children and the school teacher. Or 22, some number like that. What did they kill them with before? Before guns. They've only had guns since the Civil War. Did you know that? Gunpowder and guns. This has all come in the last few years. What'd they kill each other with? If you take one away, they're going to get a weapon from the other unless you educate them in the fact that they don't need weapons. Our government in the United States needs education in that field. While they're talking about peace, they're improving their bombs that they want to use on other countries. Well, what's the other countries doing? They see this and they said, well, do you mean this treaty that you've signed don't mean anything? Oh, yeah, we're going to disarm. You do it first, though, and then we will. Well, this is the confusion that we're facing now all over the world. Religion, what do they teach? They teach you the same thing the movies teach you. How to kill, that you should be patriotic to your country. If they want you to murder, go out and murder. But do it according to their guidelines. You know, don't just go out there and murder, but do it according to their guidelines. They tell you to go drop this bomb, go drop the bomb. That's what they tell you. The movies are teaching our children more than the parents are. The televisions, the computer, they're getting it all from that point right there. That's the reason their attention spans is zilt. just dots here and there. They got a problem at home with a brother, with a dad, with a mother. They don't know anything about how to solve it. Well, this boy found a way to solve it. It's not bothering him anymore. His mother's not bothered with it either. It's a sad thing. It's a sad, sad thing. But Yahweh says that I'm going to let them go their way, and nothing is going to be withheld from them. They don't want to retain this knowledge, then let it be taken from them. Well, they quickly pushed it aside, and they developed these reprobate minds. Reprobate minds full of anger, like Cain. All the world has gone the way of Cain. That's what Jacob said. All the world gone the way of Cain. And that's what we're seeing in the world today. Well, back to Isaiah now, 44. And look at verse 19. And I want to show you another picture here. In this, it's this work that Yahweh has started. And of course, this will cheer you up if you believe the prophecies. If you don't believe the prophecies, then you're a fool, along with the other foolish ones of Romans 1 that the Apostle Shaul spoke of, who rejects Yahweh's laws, his educational plan. In verse 19, he says, "And none consider in his mind." None considers in his mind. Here's a boy now that you just read about. He can't find an answer for his problem. They can't consider in their minds what to do. They haven't been trained in anything but vocation. You know, get out there and get that training so you can get you a job and you can support me when I get old. He could have 10 jobs and couldn't support you when you get old. When you start dying, the hospitals look into your bank account and they'll take every cent they can possibly take from them. This is the way the world is set up. You're a doctor, so you'll make a bunch of money if you're a doctor. You get sued. Remember, all the lawyers, they named their daughter Sue. Sue, Sue. This is the way the world is set up. None considers. Logically, in their mind, they can't. Neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of this in the fire. This is not exactly right, the way it's translated. And I didn't get this part, David. I think I told you 18 through. Well, I'll go ahead and do the best I can with it. None can even say, I have burned part of this in the fire. Yes, I have baked bread upon its coals, roasted meat over them, and have eaten. Then will I now make the rest of it an abomination? That is, use it to worship God. Will I now fall down in front of the trunk of the tree? You know, he's showing the same ignorance here. That let's hold your place there and look over to Jeremiah 10. Because the world now is fixing to celebrate Christmas. Here's where you get all the suicides, or most of the suicides at this season. Christmas season. More people kill themselves at this time of year. They take their own lives because they're short attention span. They don't have a solution. They can't find a solution. They've been trained to find a job, and they know that's insecure. They've been through college. They have a vast amount of knowledge, but only in short spurts. They can't consider what is right or the peaceful solution because they've never been trained in it. That's what this is saying. Will one fall down, still fall? Has he got sense enough not to fall down in front of this tree? Look at it. Jeremiah 10. Hear the word which Yahweh speaks. This is Jeremiah if you have a King James Version. Hear the word which Yahweh speaks concerning you, O house of Israel. This is what Yahweh said. Do not learn this way of the heathen, and do not be deceived at the signs of heaven, though the heathen are deceived by them, for the religious customs of the people are foolish. They're worthless. They're vain. What benefit is there in what you're doing here? Here you learned to decorate a house. You made it to perfection. And here the man comes in and gets drunk and spills vomit all over your floor. And the fights start. When I was on the police force in my younger days, we used to hate it when there's a holiday came and the people were visiting, and they when there was bad weather, especially rain, ice freezing rain, and the people were denned up together in a house. Man, you talk about calls, domestic disturbances. I mean, it went on all day and half of the night, and people getting killed and fighting and getting stabbed, and the hospitals were full. That's what goes on. Well, a person can be educated in this and not have a clue as to handle a crowd of people or a few people. And that's what the article was saying. This is what the science is saying about this confusion of the mind that this boy was suffering, which I would say at least 99.9% of the percent of the world is suffering the same thing right now. Our world leaders are in the same predicament. And anything could throw them off. Stress. Domestic interference. Anything could throw them off, and they could go off of the deep end and start pulling triggers. Well, Yahweh says they don't have sense enough. Well, they're still so stupid, they're still going to fall down in front of this tree, he said. Do not be deceived by the signs of heaven. Verse 3, the religious customs or the customs of the people are worthless. Well, what is this custom of the people, this falling down in front of the tree? For one cuts a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They take it to Walmart to sell. The people there go to Walmart and buy them a tree already cut now and fastened with hammer and nails, as you see right there. And they decorate it with silver and gold. They have skills at this. And they can go and pick out just the right ones. Man, am I ever, my mind is just so chock full of knowledge, I just know that I'm above all the world in this. But haven't got sense enough to train your son or your daughter in the peaceful solution character education to help him make the right decision to keep him from going off the deep end. This is where the world stands. Their customs of their people are foolish. They decorate it with silver and gold. This is Christmas. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it move not. They are upright like the palm tree, but they cannot speak. They must need to be carried because they cannot go. Look back to Isaiah again now, 44. This is a prophecy here about a work that Yahweh has started in the last days. It's already in action, but Yahweh is telling you how foolish the world is. They will, this is the last part of 19. Then will I now make the rest of the abomination a god? Will I now fall down in front of this trunk of the tree? He feeds on ashes. That is actually his ways cause burning, lust, hatred, wars. That, let me see if that is included here in verse 20. We're in verse 20. The word feeds here is actually from the Hebrew and Chaldees lexicon, means to feed on faith. Feed on faith. The word ashes there actually means nothingness, worthless. That's the same word that Jeremiah used. Immoral. Proverbs, he grasps at nothingness. So when the computer is popping this stuff in front of his face, he could learn, he could fill his head with all kinds of knowledge, but still don't have sense enough to turn from falling down in front of the tree. Let's see, the word nor, a deceived mind has turned him aside, so he cannot deliver himself. Nor, the word nor there actually means if not. The word right hand in verse 20 delivers his sim and say, yes, right hand, the last part of that means right hand I have held. The correct, or at least a version of it, he places his faith. I was pushing David this morning for answers. He places his faith on false teachings that are evil. A deceived mind has turned him aside, so he cannot deliver himself. If only he could say, I have not held onto these lies with my strength. Well, I'll go over it with you now in the way we have it written here. He feeds on ashes. That is, his ways cause burning, lust, hatred, wars. A deceived mind, that is confused, as Yahweh shows you in Leviticus 18, the confusion you get, has turned him aside from the ways of Yahweh, so he cannot deliver himself and say, is this not a lie in my right hand? He can't deliver himself. He can't look at reality and say, is this not a lie in my right hand? Verse 21, remember these lessons now. Remember these lessons, Yahweh says. Remember these lessons about the worship of gods. He's given you a lesson here. O Jacob and Israel, that's the two brothers spoken of back up here as you start, the two witnesses of Revelation 11. For you are servants. I made you a servant to me, O Israel. You will not be forgotten by me, I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return. That word return to me doesn't mean, it means return, yes, but it means return others to me. I had a copy of Strong's Concordance, I think. I can't boast about having it now. Okay, let's see. Return to me means return others to me, for I have redeemed you. I have redeemed you, so return others to me. Well, that's our job. That's the job of the house of Yahweh that would be established, the two witnesses, by the two witnesses. And then I have returned others to me. Others, he's talking about others like we see in Romans. Romans 1 and verse 21 and 22, fools, foolish. And we're turning them and to where they can say, this is all a lie. Turn around. This is all a lie you're following. Santa Claus don't come down your chimney. No, rabbits don't lay eggs on Easter. You know, it's all a bunch of lies. The tree, the green tree, where did it come from? It didn't come from Yahshua's birth. His birth wasn't on December the 25th. But they don't have sense enough to say, this is a lie in my right hand. What I've held on to all this time is nothing but lies. Well, they don't have it because they've never been taught the peaceful solution character education. If they had been taught this, they'd look at it and say, well, this is a lie. I'm not going to do that. Why did I not turn to things like that? From my childhood in the Dust Bowl of Oklahoma, where Yahweh hid me and trained me, I read the Bible. I actually learned that these are lies that's being taught to the world. Why aren't they following these scriptures, I wondered. Then we'd go to the Brush Arbor meetings. The preachers would come and they'd set up what they called a brush arbor and invite all the community out to listen to them tell lies. I see it on television all the time. I told somebody the other day, I said, I think I'm going to stop watching the news because every time I watch it, I get so angry, you know, because they all they can show is filth. They'll show just a little bit of news, and then they start showing stupidity. Well, of course, I've been trained in the peaceful solution, so I know that this thing I'm watching is a lie. And I can say that all of this is lie. And somebody says, well, we have to watch the weather. And I said, yeah, watch a man that gets paid for lying every day. That's the weatherman. We need meteorologists of our own, and we're getting ready to train them. Well, let's go now with that knowledge in your mind. Let's go over to Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65. Here's more of the lies that the world is following. That Yahweh says the world don't have sense enough now since they've rejected him. If they had not have rejected him, they'd say this is all a lie and they would turn from it. And this is what the work is for now. It's to bring others to Yahweh. Other people will say, stand up and say, well, this is a lie. I don't want to do it anymore. Praise Yahweh. Well, here in Isaiah now, 65 and verse 2, he says, I've spread out my hands all day to a rebellious people who walk in a way which is not right. Filled with lies. All the religious customs are vain and foolish. After their own thoughts, he said, a people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who sacrifice in gardens and burn incense upon the altars of brick, who assemble and and spend the nights keeping memorials for the dead. That's Halloween. Who eat swine's flesh. These are priests who eat, they've fallen the priest, as Yahweh said, who eat swine's flesh and the broth of abominations shown in Leviticus 18 chapter. That's how you get them. Things, unclean foods in their vessels, in their blood vessels. This means blood vessels. It's in their blood. It's in their brain. It gets in the blood, it goes to the brain. It goes throughout the whole body, in fact. Four, it's in their vessels. Turn over to Isaiah 66 now. And notice what is going to occur. Your Bible says this. You in radio and television land, read this. Isaiah 66, 17. They who sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, following after the priest, who in the midst of those who eat swine's flesh, following the priest who eat swine's flesh. Look at verse 18. I know their works and their thoughts. It will come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. That's taking place right now with the work that Yahweh has started, brethren. He's gathering the people. Yeah. You gather the people how? You start teaching them. They don't start coming. You don't go out and pick them up and lead them here one at a time. No, you start teaching them. Our teaching right now is reaching the entire world, I'm told. Yeah. We're gathering. This is the gathering season. I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape, who will escape this, who actually get the knowledge to say this is a lie and start turning to Yahweh in repentance, I will send to the war-raging nations. After, of course, I pour my spirit upon them. Afterwards, after they are taught. Look at verse 20. And they will bring all your brothers for an offering to Yahweh out of all nations, on horses, on chariots, and in litters, on mules and camels and so forth, to my holy mountain. That word there is not, it's those who keep Yahweh's laws. That holy mountain is the same thing you see in Isaiah 2:2, where it says the mountain of the house of Yahweh. It means a promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established by those who will keep all of my laws, says Yahweh. Just as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. And I will also take of them for priests after they have received my spirit, of course. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make. Well, what's going to occur to the old heavens and the old earth? They're being destroyed right now from the same thing that's causing the natural or unnatural disasters on the earth. They're being destroyed. The same thing that's made this whole world sick at this time, to where they're at the point to where anyone in the world now could take a gun or a knife at any time and start killing. You're seeing it in bits and pieces. You're not seeing nearly all of it. It's only the real extreme cases that they're putting on the news. If you go on the internet and look it up, you'll see there's thousands of shootings all over America at this time and throughout the world. The bigger parts are being, as you saw, in Syria and Egypt and so forth. The nations, they haven't got sense enough to say, this is a lie. Let's stop doing this. Let's stop following this. They haven't got sense enough to say that. Their minds are so weak. They're so defiled, so confused. They haven't got sense enough. They're still fall down in front of this tree. This tree It's given to you in Genesis, the first chapter. Tree of righteousness and evil, a mixture. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, will remain before me, says Yahweh, so will your seed and your name remain, and it will come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, this is what they've all done away with. You see anyone in the world doing this today besides the house of Yahweh? No, it's not done. But that's what's going to go on in the new world where righteousness dwells. That's part of the righteousness. Yahweh has set aside these days to be with his people, and it's going to be with him on these days throughout all eternity. He's going to be our guide, and we can express our problems and so forth to him anytime on these days, as we do now. And it will come to pass that from one new moon to another and one Sabbath to another, all flesh, look at that, all flesh will come and worship before me, says Yahweh. And they will go forth and look upon those on the carcasses of the men who will not come and worship, who will not keep my laws, who transgress my laws, that's sin, 1 John 3:4. They will go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, nor shall their fire be quenched, and they will be an abhorrence to all flesh that is left alive. Transgress, 3:4, you got that. What we're facing right now, it's not going to stop. They don't have any answers to what is taking place in the world. They don't have any answers for the nations either. They're as confused as they are about this, about the school shooting that just took place. The only answers there is education, but not in trades, unless you consider the teaching of the peaceful solution a trade. But that is the only thing that's going to solve this problem is education. If they would start now. Now, I said this about 30 years ago. If you would start now to teaching this, you would be putting in your children's genes this righteous character that Yahweh actually proved through the 12 tribes. He shows it, and we'll get deeper into this next week now, because I want to tie all of this in with this shooting, because this is causing this. It's also causing the droughts, the unnatural disasters to take place. And so we'll get deeper into this. But if they would have started, if you would have started 30 years ago, this boy who was 20 would have had 10 years of genes that would have went in, righteous genes being forced into his brain. So when he was born, he would have had that to work with. As it is, and as it is now, there's still no children on the face of the earth that is receiving the power to make righteous decisions. It's not being taught. We teach them in everything there is except peaceful solution character education. And the education is in front of them all the time here. From television, from the time they get up of a morning, this stupid television where there's nothing but lies that's brought forth on it, the movies, even the churches are teaching the same lies. They haven't got sense enough to change. They haven't got sense enough to say, this is a lie in my right hand. I'm not going to do it anymore. Santa Claus did come down my chimney last night. I saw him flying his tray through the sky. They showed it on television. He's been pulled by some reindeers. One of them had a shiny nose. They go to all kinds of stupidity to teach lies. What we need to do is set aside a little time in the world, get the character education program that I'm talking about, and start teaching your children. If we got this to all the nations right now, Think of this. If our government would take the money from one bomb that they're trying to build, one bomb, they could reach all of these nations over there, all their educational ministers, with the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. He, in return now, would want this for all of his people. Once he reads this and sees what it'll do, he'll want it for all of his people. Think about that. If America, if Barack Obama right now would say, let's take this money and put it in a character education program and let's get it to all the nations, let's introduce it to all the schools here and let them start teaching it, and let's give it a test. Give it a test for 6 months. 6 months. What can you lose? Just 6 months. We have teachers here today, Sister Simpson is one of them, that when she first started teaching this in her class, a big class, large class, she wrote to us a few weeks later and said, I can't believe it, but this is the first time in all of my teaching, and been teaching for 20 years, I think she said 40, but she's not that old, I don't think. Been teaching for 20 years, and she said, this is the first time that I can honestly say that there is no stealing taking place in my classroom anymore. Now, you world leaders that are getting this, and I know you are, I know you're checking me out, I see you're checking my internet out, space, so I know you're checking it out. If you would just try it for 6 months, you'll see school shootings stop. And the people, what you can put in their minds in 6 months, they'll start saying, hey, we don't need this war. You know, we could have a prosperous economy right now if we would just follow these lessons right here. That's what they'll be saying. We don't need to take those people's property. We don't need it. We got this. We could have wealth galore in just a little while if we just put away everything else and go to this right here. We would have wealth that you unimaginable. All from this one program, the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. As this ad that I saw so many times, try it, you'll like it. I love you. Yahweh bless you.